In today's hyper-connected world, a seismic power shift has occurred. Customers, not companies, now control the business conversation. This transformation didn't happen overnight. It evolved from the 1950s, 60s, when manufacturers were gods creating standardized products for mass consumption, to today's era where the social customer reigns supreme. The internet democratized product information, e-commerce revolutionized shopping, and social media amplified customer voices. Now, Generation C, for connected, wields unprecedented influence through six defining characteristics. They're content-hungry, connected with peers, creative with ideas, collaborative with companies, contextual in their thinking, and communicative about their experiences. When customers can broadcast opinions through blogs, 120,000 new ones daily, and social networks, businesses must adapt or perish. As NBC's Beth Comstock acknowledged, if consumers are in control, they're going to figure out how they want to watch. We have to find the right solution. This isn't just a technological shift, it's a fundamental realignment of business-customer relationships, where engagement and collaboration have replaced the old model of companies dictating terms. What does this mean for you? Your voice matters more than ever. Companies that ignore customer feedback face swift backlash, while those embracing collaboration thrive. The question isn't whether businesses should adapt, but how quickly they can transform. Traditional CRM treated customers as passive entities to track and sell to, while social CRM integrates them into the entire enterprise value chain. Where old approaches encouraged institutional relationships, social CRM promotes authenticity and models processes from the customer's perspective. The 360-degree view falls short when important conversations happen beyond company walls. Deeper customer insight requires comprehensive data from purchases to social media, preference profiles, and customer participation through feedback and community engagement. Companies like Lego and Starbucks exemplify this approach by creating platforms where customers submit and vote on new product ideas, becoming co-creators. This shift demands new metrics beyond satisfaction and retention. Companies must now measure engagement levels, social influence, community contribution, and customer-generated content value. Imagine entering a store where staff not only knows your purchase history, but understands your preferences, values your input on product development, and invites you to shape their business direction. That's the social CRM promise, transforming customers from targets into partners. The fundamental currency of modern business isn't products or services, it's experiences. This transformation stems from a simple truth. Customers who like you stay. Those who don't leave. Modern consumers seek control in an increasingly complex world, and companies that memorably help them achieve personal goals earn loyalty. American Girl exemplifies this principle. Their dolls cost $205 compared to typical $38, yet they thrive by selling stories rather than plastic objects. Each doll comes with a historical narrative, and store visits transform shopping into entertainment. Parents pay premium prices for what extends beyond the physical product, tools for imagination, education, and memory making. Even during the 2008 economic downturn, when Barbie sales declined 9%, American Girl sales rose 7% to $463 million. The key to crafting memorable experiences is counterintuitive. You don't have to have luxury, you just have to feel luxurious. Southwest Airlines creates memorable experiences through humor and personality, while Disney parks master this by treating every guest as a VIP through small but meaningful touches. Have you ever remained loyal to a business not because it was the cheapest option, but because of how they made you feel? That's the experience economy, where value lies not in what you sell, but in how you make customers feel. Today's workplace faces tension between individualized customer experiences and process-driven operations. This is intensified by 76 million Gen Y employees who expect immediate results, value work-life balance, seek workplace enjoyment, prefer collaboration, question authority, and want familiar technology. Zappos exemplifies successful adaptation with values like deliver wow through service and create fun and a little weirdness. They prioritize call quality over efficiency and require all employees to complete customer service training, offering $2,000 to quit if they don't fit the culture. This approach drove growth from 1.6 million in 2000 to over 1 billion in 2008, with 75% of customers becoming repeat buyers. Consider your own expectations. Do you value flexibility and meaningful work over rigid hierarchies? Do you expect workplace technology to match your personal devices? Companies that adapt to these changing expectations will attract and retain top talent. The video game industry exemplifies transforming customers from passive consumers into active co-creators. When John Carmack of ID Software designed Doom to be modifiable in 1996, he embraced user modifications, remarking, "Seeing how someone had put the Death Star into our game felt so amazingly cool." Electronic Arts advanced this model with their Spore creature creator in 2008, allowing gamers to create content before the full game's release. Within a month, nearly 2 million creatures were created by 691,242 community members, generating both revenue and marketing buzz. This approach succeeds because customers value different aspects than companies: the creative experience itself, community participation, and sharing their work. When customers help create products, they develop an emotional bond that transforms them into advocates and business partners, while companies gain sales and loyalty. Customer service has evolved from a cost center to a vital CRM strategy. Traditional call centers created Reichheld's 88 gap. 80% of companies believe they provide good service, while only 8% of customers agree. The new model prioritizes customer experience over efficiency, advances relationships with each interaction, leverages community-based care, and measures outcomes. Comcast pioneered this approach with @ComcastCares on Twitter, engaging customers directly and solving problems immediately. Customer communities represent the most powerful evolution, spaces where customers help solve each other's problems. These communities reduce service costs, 70% of issues resolved without agents, enhance goodwill through transparency, and generate valuable solutions. Online service communities deliver 99% ROI in under 12 months. Imagine thousands of passionate customers helping each other, generating improvement ideas, and advocating for your brand while reducing support costs. That's the promise of community-based engagement, transforming customers into extensions of your team. The future of customer relationships centers on genuine engagement, not transaction management. Social CRM treats customers as partners who provide value in exchange for benefits, requiring authenticity and transparency. Advocates, customers personally invested in your company, serve as powerful goodwill ambassadors. These passionate customers drive significant revenue. Karmaloop's street teams generate 15% of annual revenue, while Harley-Davidson's devoted owners help secure a 63% market share. Mobile CRM will become increasingly important, with greater integration between traditional CRM and Web 2.0 applications. As CRM evolves from transaction-based systems to engagement tool sets, authenticity and transparency become business imperatives. What matters most isn't your marketing budget or product features. It's how genuinely you connect with customers as individuals. The core principle remains simple. If customers like you, they'll stay with you. If they don't, they won't. The future belongs to companies brave enough to be authentic, transparent, and truly collaborative with their customers.